Hello everyone, Gina Scalpone here. Welcome to my Ask Me Anything show. I come live at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time inside this private Facebook group to help other hairstylists and small business owners out. And tonight I'm gonna be helping out Vanessa. She has some really good questions for me, but first I wanna share I call it hashtag win that Vanessa recently shared with me when we were in private messages about prepping for this live Q&A. Hello, Vanessa, so good to see you. I wanna share one of Vanessa's wins. She went through my 7-day masterclass series in January and implemented a simple social media strategy that got her 2 new clients. Vanessa says, I posted some fashion colors that I did and explained the process of it, and they booked. I was so excited. I posted fashion colors before, but I think sharing more detail got me more reach. They messaged me saying, OMG, I've been wanting fashion colors and I didn't know who to go to. So just because Vanessa decided to show a little bit more about what her expertise was, show a little bit more about what her fashion colors were like, some before and after pictures, she got 2 clients booked from that. Woohoo, go Vanessa, I'm so happy for you. I love how you're just implementing the things you're learning right away. Okay, so these are Vanessa's questions. She has several of them. She asked, how do I attract more clients? I live in a small town. So far, what I've been doing is word of mouth and trying to post more frequently. I went from 1 to 2 days a week of posting on one platform, and now I post 3 to 4 days a week posting on 2 platforms. Kudos to you, Vanessa. Look at you go. I love that. Vanessa's saying, yes, it helps so much. I love that. Okay, so here is my answer. The answer for this question is going to answer several of your other questions, but I'm going to answer this first specifically, and I can't wait to hear how these ideas and suggestions help you out, Vanessa. Okay, so yay for putting in more effort and consistency into your online marketing. Way to go, girl. I have a 9-week group implementation program where I teach others how to show up online. That's not all that's in the group, but look at you doing it all on your own. So I wanna make sure I am cheering you on, girl. Okay, let's talk about mindset, air quoting, living in a small town. Inside Glamhairs Academy, my signature course, I teach my students specifically how to identify their ideal client, whether they actually have them in their chair already or not, and then go find more of them. So you don't need hundreds and hundreds of ideal clients. You just need a handful. A handful could be 5 to 10, 20 to 30, or 40 to 50, depending how long your services take and depending how many hours a week you're working. So you don't need all the people in your small town, Vanessa. You just need a handful of them, your ideal clients, to be in your chair. So living in a small town is an old limiting belief that building up your books is going to be hard. I've heard so many other people say that. And believe me, I live in a huge city of Chicago. I don't want everybody here to be my client. I only want certain people to be my clients because not everyone's an ideal client of mine. I believe word of mouth is an excellent way to attract more clients. But let's talk about how we can find them online, specifically on free platforms like social media. So now that you're posting more frequently, 3 to 4 days a week on 2 different platforms, that is amazing. I'm so happy for you. Here's a strategy that I live by that I'd like for you to try out, Vanessa. So you're gonna create a post about, let's just say color, for example, because later on in this training, you reference that. So I know you love doing your color clients. I know you want more color clients in your chair, which we'll talk about in just a moment. And let's say you wanna attract more color clients in your chair. You're gonna do a few steps. 1, you're gonna post a before and after picture with 3 parts. You're gonna have the hook, the insight, and the CTA. Let me just break that down for you. The hook says something like, can you believe she changed her color? OMG, you have to see this before and after picture. Help me out, which way do you like her hair better? So the first sentence needs to hook the reader in so they're like, wait a minute, I'm gonna stop scrolling, okay? So make sure you're creative with the hook. Then you're gonna have the insight, whatever it is that you're sharing. I talked Stephanie into going from blonde to pink. She was a first-time client. Look how fun this color is. You know, whatever it is you wanna say about the post. And then with every single post, Vanessa, I want you to have a CTA, call to action. At the end of the post, tell them what you want them to do. Book an appointment here. comment below, send me a DM. Do you prefer her hair pink or blue? That kind of thing. So make sure you're telling your readers, your followers, what you want them to do. So this is all number one. When you post something like a before and after picture of color, let's say, you're gonna make sure you have a hook, the insight, and the CTA on every post. Number two, with every single like or comment, you're going to do this. If they've liked or commented and are not your client yet, you're gonna say something like this in the comments below. Thank you for liking the picture. Thank you for the kind words. You should try this color out. I think it will look great on you. I'll send you a private message right now. Then you go in the private message and you talk to them. Say, hey, do you want to get on my schedule? Do you have any more questions? Do you want to set up a phone consult? Can I send you more pictures of my work, my other work like this? Or you say, thank you. Would you ever consider trying this color on your hair? If they've liked or commented and they are already a client of yours, you say something like this in the comments. I'm going to give you two things you can use. Thank you. I noticed you're due for your color touch-up. Let's get you on the books. I'll reach out to you via text. Or you can say, this color looks great on you too. Like maybe someone liked the picture who looks just like her hair. This color looks great on you too. I started carrying this new shampoo and conditioner that makes this color last. Would you like me to set aside a bottle for you for your next touch-up appointment? So she says, yes, I'd like you to set up the shampoo and conditioner on the side. I want my blue hair to last. Make a little note of it so you don't forget. So when she's in your chair next, you have that shampoo and conditioner set aside for that client that commented or liked the picture that you posted about color. Okay, moving on to the next question, Vanessa. I think these are such good questions. Your second question is, and how's this feeling so far, Vanessa? Did that make sense? You just give me like a thumbs up, or if you have any other questions, type in the comments. I'm gonna just read off your second question. Your second question is, how do I make more money with color services? I would say 60% of my clients are color clients. Ideally, I would like it to be more like 75%. I love those specifics. Okay, so, my answer is, I believe I just answered your question with the last answer, but here's a few more things to think about when posting about color services. Okay, Vanessa's saying, makes sense, awesome. So these are things I want you to share online when you're posting about your color services that maybe you've thought of, or maybe you're doing, or maybe you haven't. Number one, you're gonna share testimonials, get some feedback from your clients about the awesome color services that you do, share that online, tag them in the post, that's ideal. Another thing you do is this is one of my favorite things I teach inside Glam Hairs Academy to my students and inside my monthly membership. Instead of just a before and after pic, let's get that before and after on some steroids. Okay, this is how you do it. You create, of course, you ask the client if it's okay. You take a 5-10 second video on your phone of the before, whether it's the front, the side, the back, or all the above, I don't care. Then you take a 5-10 second video of the during phase, whether it's with the foils in her hair or you're washing her or whatever it is. And then you take a 5-10 second video of the after, like the side, the back, whatever. Put all that together in a 15 or 30 second reel, add some music and use that as your before and after. But really it's a before, during, and after, and really it's a reel, an Instagram reel. Okay, another thing you do behind the scenes. Again, this is all referencing your color services because you have 60% of color services in your chair and you want 75%. So we're gonna amp up the marketing on the service that you want more of in your chair, which is color. So we talked about testimonials, before, during, and after via reels, behind the scenes. Like what's something you could share that someone wouldn't know who's not a professional that you could share that's, you're not giving away your color formula, but what's something you could share, something behind the scenes of how your brain works to come up with the color that you're showcasing in the post. So also, here's another thing. What color or tools does it take to achieve the type of color in that picture? So showcase your brushes, your bowls, the comb you use, the foils you use, the color line that you use. What could you share? It could be still pics, it could be a little video, it could be a reels. Any and all the above, showcase all the steps it takes with your thought process and actually the tools that you use to create the awesome color that you're trying to get more of in your chair. Here's another one that maybe you haven't thought of, but our clients and our followers love to know our journey. What is your color journey? Have you always had dark hair? Are you starting to get gray? Now you're highlighting your hair. Do you like it? Are you gonna do pink hair? Like, what's your color journey? Talk a little bit about that. People love that kind of stuff, especially from the professional that we are. Okay, so how is this feeling so far, Vanessa? We got a few more questions that I'm gonna answer. Just type in the comments if you have anything else you want me to follow up with. Number three, here's your next question. Vanessa said, what are some ways to get booked with at least 5 clients a day? I would like to do 5 haircuts and color or a chemical service on all of these clients. I believe I already answered that question. So go back to the previous answers and start with what I've already suggested. Number four, her fourth question, Vanessa's fourth question. I'm implementing techniques that you shared in the masterclass series for social media, but what are your top 5 tips to get clients booked? Right now, I'm working on posting more consistently and taking more photos of my work. Also, I love being a colorist, and that's my main thing that I love to do, as we just discussed. It appears to be working a little bit. So I shared her win when she tried doing Vanessa earlier, so she is getting more clients booked from showing up more online. So that is awesome. Again, my answer to this question is the previous, I already answered the previous question. So start with what I've already suggested. Okay, we have 2 more questions here from Vanessa. How do I know if my price change recently is scaring away my clients? I think that's a great question. Okay, she said it possibly is a limiting belief, and a few clients are saying so. I also realized I also recently switched back to online booking, so a credit card is required in case of no-shows or late cancellations, which I love. Okay, here is my answer. Your question is, how do I know if my new prices are scaring clients away? You don't know. That's my answer, but I want you to do it anyway, Vanessa. You're possibly going to lose a few clients when you increase your prices, but make sure you do these 2 things. 1, the clients that scoff at the idea of your price increase, show them a little extra TLC. Whether it's a follow-up text after their appointment, just checking in with them when they're in your chair, be a little more attentive, whatever you need to do to keep them in your chair, but still be firm because you are raising your prices because you're worth it. Okay, Vanessa says, yes, they are tying together so well. Thank you for that. Okay, great. I love that, Vanessa. Everything's clicking. And you can rewatch this video at any time. I know I'm spewing a lot of stuff out. So that's the first thing. So for the clients that you think might scoff at the idea of your prices being higher, just give them a little extra TLC. The second thing is make sure, like let's say there's 5 specific clients that are gonna have an issue with you raising your prices or they've said something to you. Make sure those clients are following you on social so they see the value you provide and therefore accept and respect the price increase. So make sure they're following you on social so they see all the things that you're posting and sharing about your expertise and how awesome you are and how hard you work and things like that. Okay, moving on. Actually, no, there's 2 more questions Vanessa has. What are ways to cut down time on my services? I would like to be more efficient with my full highlights as well as my color correction timing. I feel like it's taking me longer to get clients foiled than it used to. Okay, here is my answer for you, Vanessa. Efficiency takes time. Maybe you really can't cut down on time allowed for a full highlight or color correction. Those are heavy services. Those take a lot of time for a stylist. But you know what you can do? You can charge more. So it's worth your time. I'm guessing you feel those services aren't making you the income that you like. That's because they're time consuming, and that's why you're trying to cut back on them a little bit. So I'd restructure your pricing and see if that makes you feel a little bit better about not trying to get through them faster necessarily, but just charging more so you feel good about spending 3 or 4 hours on one of those services with one of those clients. Okay. Last but not least, I love all your questions, Vanessa. These are amazing. Number 7, your statement was, I guess not really a question, but it's more of a statement, and I want to help you with this mindset around this. You said, also, I don't work on Saturdays, so I feel like my limited schedule hinders me a little compared to other stylists. This is my answer for you, Vanessa, even though it's not really a question, it was more of a statement. Vanessa says, thank you. You're welcome. The worst thing you can do as a business owner is compare yourself to others. She's in her lane, you're in yours. You specialize in color correction, fashion colors, and you don't work Saturdays. You cut your client's hair dry, then you do the color, and the girl down the street does it the opposite. your uniqueness, your personality, how you run your business, how you do your hair services makes you you. You'll attract clients who are happy to see you when you're available, which isn't on Saturdays. I promise. I've done it in my own business, and I know for a fact that you can do it in your business too, Vanessa. Okay, I answered all of your 7 questions. I think they were such good questions. Please let me know. Do you have any more questions for me, Vanessa, before I sign off? And then please let me know, once you start implementing some of these things, let us know. Come back in the group, respond in this thread, or just share a post in the group and let me know how this worked for you. What things were working? What things are getting more color clients in your chair? What's the little extra TLC you're doing for some of your clients that are scoffing at the idea of your prices going up? Let me know, Vanessa. That's the only thing I ask, that you come back here and let me know how it's working, what specifically has been working, and hopefully this training will help the rest of you out who are watching. And please watch the replay if you need to. Just soak this all in and take some notes. Vanessa says, that was it. I appreciate it, and I will let you know in the group. Thank you so much. Thank you for sending your question in. If you would like to be featured on my weekly Ask Me Anything show, Vanessa said you're the bomb. Thank you. Please just send me a private message or post in the group, and I'd be happy to showcase any one of you who are watching. Thank you so much, and have a great night, my friend, and good luck, Vanessa. Thank you so much for being featured. Bye, friends.